Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. President Macron's party En Marche, in collaboration with Modem, won the expected absolute majority after the election results yesterday, claiming 351 of the 577 National Assembly seats. As protocol dictates after parliamentary elections, Edouard Philippe and his cabinet will resign and then go through the standard procedures of a reshuffle, which, according to party spokesman Christophe Castaner, will only mean some technical changes. Celebrations were muted slightly by the record number of abstentions. 57% of voters declined to use their ballot. There was uncertainty for Manuel Valls for his seat in the Essonne. His narrow winning margin of 139 votes meant that his adversary from La France Insoumise, Farida Amrani, immediately contested the result, saying that she had evidence of fraud against the former Prime Minister and will be appealing to the Constitutional Council. The election also brought about the worst result since the start of the Fifth Republic for the two parties who are traditionally at the front of the race, the Republicans, who won 113 seats, and the Socialist Party, who only managed 29 seats. The man involved in the attack against the Republican candidate Nathalie Kosciusko-Morizet in Paris last Thursday is in court today to hear the charges against him. Vincent de Brez, the mayor of a small village in the Eure, is being prosecuted for the assault, which resulted in an incapacitating injury lasting up to 8 days on a person carrying out a public service. The 52nd International Paris Air Show is being opened today by President Macron. The biggest air show in the world opens its doors to trade visitors as of this morning and then opens to the general public on Thursday. London has come under attack for the third time in as many months after a man driving a small truck drove into a number of people on a street in North London. The target was clearly the Muslim worshippers who had just been to the local mosque. One man died and another 8 people were injured, all of whom were Muslim. Prime Minister Theresa May has said that the nature of the attack is being investigated as one of terrorism. Brexit negotiations have started this morning in Brussels as the chief European negotiator Michel Barnier gets together with David Davis to identify the priorities and the agenda for the negotiations. And finally, the weather, which sees 16 départements being given warnings for a heat wave. They mainly concern the Paris area and the west of the country. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.